WTGR.
And we welcome you to this Wednesday, May 11th edition of the Community Ties program. This show airs Monday through Friday following the 11 a.m. news. We talk to people in the community about upcoming events involving nonprofit organizations and so forth. We have elected officials, health officials, and all kinds of people in here just to keep you informed of what's happening around the area. And so much is this time of year with fairs, festivals, and various events. And something that is happening throughout this year that we're just really excited to celebrate, and that is 100 years of Wayne Healthcare in Greenville. And we have Terry Flood with us back. I know you have been with us at least one other time since I've hosted this show. She is the Vice President, Business Development and Marketing with Wayne Healthcare. Thank you for being here today, and welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And especially since it is such an exciting time with the celebration of 100 years, and I know we'll get to the centennial celebration that's coming up later in the week and so forth, but everybody who's been here so far since the start of the year from Wayne Healthcare has focused on one of the decades of this century we're talking about. And what would you like to say about the decade that you are going to share with us today?
All right. Well, I'm going to be talking about the fourth decade. So from 1952 to 1962, a lot of things were happening then. As we talked previously, Nicole Kaler was on last month, and she talked about women at the helm of Wayne Healthcare. So I'm going to carry over from that and talking about some of the women. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the other history in the organization. But just real quick, Catherine Funk was the superintendent during that time frame. So that's important. And she served our organization for over 40 years, which speaks volumes because we have a lot of employees that are longstanding and have a lot of history as well.
Now, that is great. And some of the early leadership, with which we did talk about with Nicole last month, women. And that was at a time when women weren't in leadership roles really anywhere, right?
Exactly. I mean, yes, you're exactly right. And that leads me to another thing to talk about. And looking back in the 50s, around February of 1950, you know, our hospital was given high remarks then for the American College of Surgeons. We met the mark with all the consecutive initiatives that we had to meet. And at that time, we were a 54-bed institution. We did have additional 16-bed bassinets during that time. And today, we've got three amazing general surgeons who serve our community as well.
Yeah, and that is great. And that is important, isn't it, to have qualified people in, you know, certain areas, right, to be able to
absolutely
serve the community.
it is. And so, you know, we talk about our general surgery team. We've got Dr. Stephanie Buchanan, Dr. Alicia Reese, and Dr. Kara Schultz. And we focus a lot and partner with the Cancer Center, the Wayne Cancer Center, Dayton Physician Network. But we also see a lot of patients in our office and want to remind patients that they can receive, you know, colonoscopies, and if they've got breast cancer or need breast care, you know, mammograms, things like that, they can do all of that. And we actually have some new stereotactic breast equipment at the hospital. So if women haven't scheduled their mammograms, we want to remind them to do that. And we've got some very comforting equipment that can now assist them to be upright as opposed to laying down to get their mammograms completed.
I'm sure that's good news.
Yes,
for a lot
is.
Of women, right?
It is.
Absolutely. And that's just the way, though, that the hospital has operated since the beginning, right? And serving the community is bringing in state-of-the-art equipment, obviously qualified people to lead and, again, to serve in various roles and so forth. And, wow, just offer services and care and so forth that is uncommon for a hospital of your size in the community this size, right?
It is. And what I would say to that is that not along or in addition to our general surgeons back in the 50s, we had an inaugural program for nurses back in 1954. And so we provided additional assistance to high school graduates during that time. And the goal was really to, the hospital auxiliary helped with financing some of these scholarships, but it was for them to go off and get training and then come back to the hospital to serve our community. And so that, again, that speaks to the volume of people wanting to continue care right here in our community.
That's great. That's, well, you continue to grow and just expand in a lot of ways since then. And certainly, again, it's something that the community has been very proud of, and you've had quite a bit of support, I mean, financial and otherwise, through the years, right, to be able to do all of this.
We most certainly have. And what I will say, we've definitely had growth through benevolence. And the hospital was first envisioned and financed by a comparatively small group of doctors and public-spirited donors who saw the need for a hospital right here in Dark County. And I will share that Mr. and Mrs. Fred Kopic were just invaluable to our hospital, and we owe them a big thanks. I don't know if you know who Mr. Kopic is, but he was the chairman of the board for the American Aggregates Corporation, which was the largest producer of washed sand and gravel. And so there were two phases of the wing, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but the Kopic wing, part of that does still stand today.
And that's great. Obviously a tribute
yes.
to them.
Yes, we're very grateful for them.
Honor, because it is gifts like that, and I'm not sure that they probably realized at the time how valuable, you know, how important those gifts would be, not just when they gave them, but years and decades later.
Absolutely, and we've tried to continue that, be great financial stewards and continue to pass it forward and take care of what we have. So.
And obviously you wouldn't be here for, you know, celebrating 100 years if that wasn't the case, right?
Exactly.
And what else would you like to talk about as far as the hospital is concerned and auxiliary and so forth?
Well, I would just share that from an auxiliary standpoint, you know, the Sunshine Nook opened in June of 1958. And if you haven't been in the hospital recently, the Sunshine Nook actually still stands today. That's run by our hospital auxiliary. And it was opened and named by Kay Burt Seltzler. So they had a contest, and so she won. And like I said, that still stands today. And they help us financially as well. They do fundraisers on their own time, and then they gift money back to the hospital for various equipment and support various programs. So we're very grateful for them as well.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And before we take a break, is there anything else you want to touch on, Terry, here for a moment?
You know, maybe sharing a fun fact. You know, over the last 75 years, we've had over 1,300 physicians credentialed at the hospital, and we currently have 300 that actually have active privileges at the hospital. So I think that's pretty impressive that we have other people coming in to our community to help provide care.
Yeah, that is. That's tremendous. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and I know you have so much more you would like to talk about, and certainly among them is the Centennial Celebration. That's going to be really cool, where the public, for the first time in a while, is going to have an opportunity to see.
And invite people in.
Yes, have people in, and refreshments and all kinds of things. So we'll talk about that after we hear this on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR. This is Community Ties.
Foster Tree and Land.